Begin the current and last daf, Masechtas Menachas, daf Kufyud. Begin 9 lines down at the top of the Amid. But the Gemara continues in a related discussion from the previous daf on the top of this Amid regarding the influence of the Jewish people beyond the area of their land. For example, as our Gemara will discuss in the times of exile in the diaspora, regarding the Jewish influence, regarding the Jewish culture and the belief in Hashem. So the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, regarding the Golus, Haviu Vanai Merachik, says Hashem, bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the edges of the earth, which refers to regarding bringing the Jewish people back. Now, on that the Gemara explains, this is his Haviu Vanai Merachik, bring my sons from far. So Amar Ravuna, he says, Elu Goliya Shel Bavel. This refers to the exile of Bavel, of Babylon, where then their understanding, their intellect, their temperament was settled like sons, which then the Jewish people had come. And my daughters from the edges of the earth. This refers to the exile of all the other lands, where the Jewish people did not have their understanding that was settled, like daughters, where the intelligence of the males is more settled than that of the girls. So therefore, what's referring to is that when they were in Babel, they didn't have the yoke of the kingdom on them like all the other exiles that they had in other lands with pogroms and all these different things. And therefore, in a sense, it was like daughters who don't have the same focus and settled of the mind. And therefore, that's what those exiles are referred to. Now, continuing the theme from the previous daf regarding the Goliath again, but in the context of the Jewish influence. So Amar Rababa bar Yitzchok Amar Rav Chizda, and some say it was Amar Yehuda Marav, says Mitzur v'art Kartigni, from these two places, Tzur til Kartigni, Makirin es Yisrael, from the area between them, they recognize the Jewish people. In other words, they recognize the former glory of the Jewish people, and therefore they don't press down and oppress them. And so too Vesavim Shebashamayim, and their father in heaven, meaning they hold strong with their understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they don't hold strong with idolatry. However, that's only between Tzur and Kartigni. But a Mitzur Klabi Mar, from Tzur to the west, or Mikartigni Klabi Mizuch, and from Kartigni to the east, ain't Makirin Es Yisrael. They don't recognize the Jewish people, Veloy Es Avim Shebashamayim, and neither do they recognize their father in heaven. However, on this interpretation that the rest of the world doesn't recognize God, Esavei Rav Shimon Bar Chiya L'Rav. He asked from a Pasuk in Malachi. It says in the Pasuk, Mi Mizrach Shemesh V'ad Mavayeh, from the rising of the sun until where it sets, Gadol Shemim Bagayim, my name is great amongst the nations. Uvachal Makom, and in every place, Mukter, Mugish, Lishmi, they sacrifice and they bring gifts to my name. Umet Chatara, and pure menachas, pure flower offerings, pure gifts. So you see that it's everywhere that they recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amalei, so Rav said, back to Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, says, Shimiat, you're Shimi? In other words, you're the great sage that they speak about, and you're asking me this question? Or some say actually that Rav didn't lift up his eyes. Rather, he kept it down at all times because of modesty, and therefore, he didn't know that it was him, and he was saying, you're Shimi? Dekari Le Elaha De Elaha, he says, this that it says in the Pasuk, Gadol Shimi Bagayim, is because they call him the God of the Gods. But they don't have fear from him, like Rabbeinu Gershom says. They're not related to him. They really have a connection to him. Yeah, his name is great. Whoa, okay, he's the God of all the gods. But again, that doesn't take away from the fact that they'll still serve other things and other elements. And therefore, it's like the halacha was said, that in all the other places, they don't recognize the father of the Jewish people in heaven. Now, the Gemara, however, asks on that pasuk, B'chal makim mukter mugish lishmi. Says every place they sacrifice and they bring near to Hashem, says to my name. That is the Gemara B'chamakim Sakataydach. Can you really entertain everywhere in the world? They're bringing gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Amar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Bienison, he says actually Elu Tamid Chacham. This actually refers to Talmudic scholars. Ha'iskim b'Torah b'Chamakim, that they toil in Torah in all places in the world. On them Mala Ne'aleim, on them I consider, and that's what the pasuk is saying, Ki'ilu Magtirin Magishin Lashmi, as if they're sacrificing and bringing gifts to my name. That's how great is the study of Torah. Now, when it says in the pasuk, additionally, Umincha Torah, they bring pure gifts, Zeha Leimed Torah B'Tahara. This refers to someone that learns Torah with purity. On him, the pasuk says, Hashem says he's doing it for my name, and it's a Mincha Torah, it's a pure Mincha. Now, what does it mean to learn Torah in purity? It means Naisi Isha V'Achkech Leimed Torah. He first marries a woman, and then he learns Torah, so he doesn't have any impurity of thoughts, and he could totally dedicate and devote himself to the study of Torah in purity. That's what the pasuk is referring to. Yeah, but of course, they don't sacrifice to Hashem all over the world. It refers to those who sit and learn Torah. Similarly, the Gemara continues, a pasuk in Tehillim says, Shir HaMalis, the song of ascents, that goes up. Hini Baruch Es Hashem, behold, bless Hashem, call Abdi Hashem, all the servants of Hashem. Ha'im the Mves Hashem, who stand in the house of God, Balelis, in the night times. So I'm not asking about my Balelis, what does this mean at night times? So Rabbi Yechanan, he says, Eilu Tamid HaChacham Ha'iskim Ha'Torah B'Layah, this refers to the Talmudic scholars who toil in Torah at night time. Malalena Kosev, on them the Pasuk equates, Kilo Asukim Avoid, as if they were involved in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. That means that as if they're standing in the house of Hashem, Balelis, for those who sit and toil in the words of Torah in the nighttime. Similarly, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk in Divrei HaYom, that's talking about by Shlema HaMelech, and it's talking about the Karbanis, and it's saying the idea that they will last forever. How so? The Pasuk says, La'ilam Zeis Al Yisrael, Shlema HaMelech says, this will forever be on the Jewish people. Now, that's not the case. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So Rav Gidlo Marav, he says, Zem Mizbeach Bonin, this refers to the altar that is built in heaven. U'Michael and the angel Michael, Sar HaGadol, the great prince, Ayimed U'Makav, love carbon, and he stands and he sacrifices on it, sacrifices. But Rabbi Yechonam, he gives a different interpretation what this refers to. When do you have a Mizbeach forever? As we've been saying before, Eilu Tamid Chacham, this refers to even in today's times, to Talmudic scholars, Ha'asukin Behilchas Avayda, who toil in the halachas of the service in the Beis HaMikdash, which is what we're doing here in Sechta Menaches and Seder Kachim, Malalei Makasav, on them the Pasuk considers, Kilo Nivna Mikdash B'meim, as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their days, and therefore you do have a Beis HaMikdash forever through those who study the halachas of the Avayda. Additionally, Amr Shlakish, he says, Maidachsiv, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Beyikra when it says, Zaysat Torah, this is the law of La'ila for the totally burnt sacrifice, La'mincha, for the flower offering, La'chatas, and for the sin offering, La'ashim, the guilt offering? Why does it say Zaysat Torah and not like other places where it says this is the chukah, that this is the statute? Why does it use the word Torah? So similarly, it's coming to allude the same idea. Kala'isik Batayra, whoever toils in Torah, Kilu Hikrav Ayla, Mincha, Chatas, Vashim, it's as if he has brought all these karbanas. However, in this interpretation, Amar Rava, Rava asks, Hai la'ayla le'mincha? Why did it say with a lamed? Ayla u'mincha mi'bayla. It should have said ayla and mincha, and then you would have understood to read the pasuk, Zesa Torah, this is the Torah. What does it mean when you learn the Torah? It's the ayla and the mincha. Why does it use the lamed? Ella, Amar Rava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. It says, Kalaisik b'tayra, whoever toils on Torah, in its tzarech, he doesn't need lo'y ayla, he doesn't need a karban ayla, b'lo'y chatas, b'lo'y mincha, b'lo'y asham. Because the way he's reading the pasuk, when it says, Zesa Torah le'ayla, the lamed is in place of the ayla. Lemincha means because of a mincha. Like that we find the word lechem doesn't mean to you, it can mean bishvilchem, because of you. So in other words, it's saying that someone who learns Torah, it atones for all his sins. It's in place of an ayla, in place of a chatas, and asham, and a mincha. He doesn't need any of the karbanas. Now Amr Yitzchak, he says, what does it mean the passing of a yikra? Zayis teres achatas. This is the law of the chatas. But zayis teres asham, this is the law of the asham. Same idea. That's why we use the term Torah. Whoever toils in the laws of the karma chatas, for example, like we're saying, say the kachim, which talks about the halachas of the avaida, it's as if he has brought a karma chatas. Whoever has toiled in the laws of the guilt offering, it's as if he has brought a karma nasham. Now the Gemara concludes this mesechta with the last Mishnah that talks about what's the primary concept, the underpinning of the karbanis that we're just talking about in Masechta Svachim, Masechta Menachos. So the Mishnah says, Nema bo'ilas behem, it says, in an animal that's a carbon oil that's totally burnt, but it's an animal, large carbon. It says in the Pasuk of Yikra, Ishei reich nechayach, a fire offering that's a pleasant aroma to Hashem. Now, bo'ilas oif, a lower level oila, not only of a bird oila. It also says, Ishei reich nechayach, a fire offering that's totally pleased, that's a pleasant aroma to Hashem. Or b'mincha, it's even lower down, and sometimes we have this like by oila b'yeri, depending on how much money a person has, he either brings an animal, even less he brings a bird, even less he brings a flower offering. There also says, ishirech nechayach, a fire offering that's pleasant to Hashem. So why does it say the same terminology by an animal, bird, and flower offering? Lemach, to tell you, echad amarba v'echad amamet, whether one increases or one decreases, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he focuses his heart to heaven, that's the primary thing. You do what you can do, and then that's going to be considered the same as no matter what anyone else is doing, as long as you're doing it with a pure focus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. Now, the Gemara elaborates. Amr Abzeri says, Micro, what's a pasuk that shows this concept that the Mishnah said? So he quotes a pasuk in Kehelis. Mesuka shnasa evid. Sweet is the sleep of the worker, which in this context means to say, Avoida means to say the Avoida of the Karbanis. and he brings it to the Mizbeach, how sweet is the sleep that he sleeps, and he doesn't have to be afraid, as the Pasuk says, im atvim harbi, whether he brings a little or a lot, yoichil, he will eat the reward of his gift. Which is this concept that says, doesn't make a difference how much, as long as you gave what you had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Adbar Avo, Amma Mahachi, says from the Pasuk before that, says, b'rveis ha-tev, with the increase of the good, meaning the more karbanos you bring, the greater the carbon, rabo achleha. So that's the more that now Kahan are going to be able to eat from it. But says the Pasuk, ma kishon lo b'alecha is the girsa. But what gain is it for its owner, meaning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you bring it for, rather like the Pasuk says there at the end, kim ro'eis einav, rather just for what Hashem sees, which is that he sees, did the person intend for the good, then it doesn't make a difference how much you bring, it's going to be equated as the same. Now relating, the Gemara says, Tanya learned the Braisa, Amar B'Shimon ben Azai, says, boy re'ei ma'ksib pashas kabbana, says, come and see, what does it say by the parashias that talks about the karbanas? Shlai Nebbe Behen, that it doesn't say by any one of the karbanas, loy kel, not the name, one of the names of Hashem, that means God, v'loy elikim, not a different name of Hashem, el Hashem. It always says the term, shem havaya, the yud ke vav ke, the four-letter name of Hashem. Why? Shlai litin pislan pel abadin, so that we shouldn't give an opening to those who contest, to say as if there's many different gods, chas v'shalom, lachlik, to disagree, and they'll say, look, I'll prove it. Because here it says this name, and he commands to bring a mincha. Here it says a different name, he commands to bring bulls. Here it says a different name, it says to bring rams. Therefore, by all them it says, reich nechech l'Hashem, to show that there's only one Hashem who says to bring all the karbanos to him. Now, additionally, v'nema b'sher hagas, says, by the large bull, when you bring such a carbon, ish reich nechech, fire offering that's a pleasant aroma. And by the thin bird, it also says Isherech Nechayach, a fire offering that's a pleasant aroma. Uve Minchan says by the flower offering, which is the cheapest, most insignificant, Isherech Nechayach, a flower offering that's most pleasant. Laimelcha, to tell you, Echad Amarba, whether one who increases to bring karbanos, of Echad Amarba, one that decreases, as long as someone has intending it, focusing his heart to heaven, it's going to be considered the same thing. Now, continues the Braisa. And maybe you're going to say, Lachil Hutzach. Maybe you bring these karbanas, you think, okay, Hashem needs to eat. You bring him meat, you bring him flower offerings. Tamalema, that's the Pasuk teaches in Tehillim that no. Hashem says, Im Erav, if I'm going to be hungry, Lo Yamalach, I'm not going to tell you the human being, Kili Tevel Malaya, because to me is the world and its inhabitants. But then, like it says in the Pasuk before that, it says, Kili Kol Chai Se'ar, to me are all the wild animals of the forest, Behemoth Bahari Olav, the domesticated animals on the thousand mountains. Yidati Kalayf Harm, Hashem says, I know all the birds that fly, Viziz Sada Yimadi, and those who move in the fields, they're with me. Ha'oichel b'sar abir, am I going to eat the meat of the bulls? V'namatudim eshtem, am I going to drink the blood of the goats? Rather, like the Gemara explains, lo yamarti aleichem zivcha, I didn't say that you should sacrifice karbanos for me. Kedei shetoyme eser etzayinu, that you're going to say, oh, let me do his will, let me do God's will. I'll bring him karbanos, sacrifices. V'yaser etzayini, then he'll do my will because he needs this and I can bribe him. No, you're not sacrificing for my desire, for my benefit. Because Hashem says, I don't need to bother you to do what I need to force you. You're not giving me anything. You are sacrificing these karbanos for yourselves, to fulfill my mitzvah so that you should be atoned with it. Like the Pasuk says in Meyikra, says, for your will, for your desire, you should sacrifice it. Not for me, Hashem says. You're not doing me any favors. It's all for you. The service is all for yourself. The Vach, another interpretation is Pasuk, says, L'tzayinchem tizbechu, like we said. So this interpretation says, what it means to say is, L'tzayinchem zivchu, what does that mean? L'daitchem zivchu. Sacrifice it with your understanding, your intention, meaning your intention should be to slaughter, which excludes the halacha of mis'asik. If someone is involved with a knife, he wants to cut something else, and by mistake he slaughters the carbon, that's going to be invalid. You have to be intending to slaughter this carbon. As the Gemara says, "Kedibayim and Shmuel Merafuna," like Shmuel had asked Rav Huna, says, "Minayin lemesasik." From how do we know if someone is involved with something else, and then he ends up slaughtering the animal that's bekadshim by mistake? He ends up slaughtering the carbon shu pasul that's going to be invalid. Shnema. So he told him, like it says in the pasuk in Meyikar, it says, "Veshachar es ben abakar." You should slaughter the young bull. What does that mean? Sheteishchita l'shem ben bakar, that you're slaughtering should be for the intention of slaughtering this bull as a carbon. So Madam Aloy, so he said back to him, no, Zub Yudenuhu. This we already knew. We knew that there's a mitzvah to intend for it to be a shechita. La'akiv minayim. My question was, how do you know that it's going to be withholding the validity, even b'diyevet, even after the fact? That he brought in the pasuk that we said, Tamalem l'ritzayinchem tizbechu, which means l'daitchem zivchu, that you should slaughter with your intention, which is the pasuk repeating the same concept twice, which we know shonam alav akasav la'akav, and the pasuk repeats the concept twice. In the laws of kachim, it's going to be ma'akav even with the evidence, therefore it's not going to be valid if you're misasik b'kachim. Hanulach harei son, we shall return to you the 13th paragraph of Masechta Menachos, perek harei son, which was basically discussing generally the idea of when someone takes upon himself to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash without specifying how much is the person obligated in. Masechta Menachos, we have concluded the Masechta Menachos that talks about primarily that of the flower offerings brought in the Beis HaMikdash.